this decision by SEUPB that we learned of this week not to advance the riverine project to the next stage of this part of the application process, it's an absolutely devastating blow for the towns of Lufford and Strabane. And I've been out and about during the week and talking to people, and they're hugely disappointed that the SEUPB have taken this decision. And it's such a gut-wrenching decision because the project came so close to the qualifying points to get to the next stage that it really is a gut-wrenching blow. But you know, I think we have to take the positives out of it, that SEUPB did see the merits of the project, and the next funding call is now open next week. So we are and still remain hopeful that this project can get over the line.
And this isn't the first time this project has encountered setbacks. So as you said, you are hopeful that this, again, is just another setback.
No, there have been a couple of very significant setbacks. A couple of years ago, we were told that the project had merit, but we just didn't get over the funding line. And then since then, officials on both Donegal County Council and Derry City Strabane Council, as well as elected members and indeed the wider community, have all been involved in trying to progress this project to the next step. And even late last year, the wider community were involved in an evaluation process with the SEUPB to tell them of the huge benefits that this project would bring to both Lufford and Strabane. I mean, it could totally transform the two towns, but not just for the community that live there, but economically. It could be a huge tourism attraction for both towns, and it would be just the sort of boost that both towns need. So that's why, look, we're devastated and really disappointed by the news that we got this week, but we're ever more determined that this project will get over the line.